Atlanta in the 1800s was kind of a boom town, kind of had more in common with Deadwood than, say, Savannah, you know. And Snake Nation, this neighborhood was home to a lot of vice, saloons, prostitution, that kind of thing. But the rowdy legacy of Snake Nation lives on in this weekend's event. The Snake Nation Arts Festival and Arts Stroll is a collaboration between the Castleberry Hill Creative and Historic District and Push Push Theater. The festival really kicks off Saturday from 12 to 6, and activities include live music, interactive art, dance troupes, artist markets, historic tours, and there's a lot more too. So again, that is the Snake Nation Arts Festival this Friday and Saturday at Castleberry Hill.
Local vores and farm-to-table folks have one more cause for celebration.
Right. There is a new farmers market in Atlanta. And at this point, a lot of people might be thinking, gosh, you know, there are a lot of farmers markets in Atlanta. Why are we talking about this? Well, I think this one's notable because of an interesting mission and approach. The Freedom Farmers Market at the Carter Center this Saturday and every Saturday until December. They're all about access to good food. The Freedom Farmers Market was formed by some local farmers who wanted to bring sort of quality food to the surrounding neighborhoods. They're actually requiring that all their vendors be dedicated to sustainable production practices. The market is also managed by the farmers themselves. And they're also offering a unique option of a token payment system for people wishing to pay with, say, credit cards or EBT cards. So it's really opening up options for accessibility and for those of us who sort of find ourselves going around the farmers market and saying, oh, I didn't bring enough cash. So that's the Freedom Farmers Market, Carter Center, this Saturday morning. And Dueling Maestros at the ASO this weekend.
We have the Atlanta Symphony Music Director, Robert Spano, who is also a wonderful concert pianist, and Maestro Donald Ronicles, the principal guest conductor of the ASO, who is not too shabby himself as a pianist. They are going to be playing excerpts from orchestral works that are on the program as well, from Ravel's La Valse and Stravinsky's seminal ballet, The Rite of Spring. It should be an illuminating evening of music at Symphony Hall with these two astonishing talents bringing all of this great music to the fore.
So that's taking place this Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
In Atlanta Symphony Hall.
And I have a quiz question for you, Lo.
Please.
In how many countries is French spoken?
Dozens?
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. I wish we had the pledge bell here with us. 57 countries in all. So the Francophone Cultural Festival, or the French Language Cultural Festival, is this weekend. The festival has cultural offerings from Haiti, African nations, Belgium, France, Quebec, and Switzerland, including films, jazz, interactive workshops with playwrights, and a gourmet brunch. And it's all organized by the Consulates General of a number of French-speaking nations, as well as a number of other groups.